This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. There is only one true church. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations.
More about Jesus.
There is only one church. As you think about this statement, we look in the Bible, we see that Christ only built one church. Yet we look around us today, we see various congregations around us. I could walk down the street and see several different ones, and we know they all carry different names, and they all carry different beliefs, different traditions. But as we open our Bibles, we see there is only one church that we read about in the New Testament. Because we're under the New Testament law, we follow the New Testament today. And as we look at the New Testament, we see there's only one church present. We go to Matthew chapter 16, for example, where Christ says he will build his church, that is, singular in nature. Christ planned to build one church. He only built one church, and therefore, because Christ only built one church, thus there must be only one true church today. The church which Christ built has a glorious beginning. We find in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, that prophecies were made concerning the church. We find the same in Daniel chapter 2, and in Joel chapter 2, that the church was going to be established. In Acts chapter 2, and that Christ, that church is the church which Christ would build, Matthew 16, verse 18. Christ said it would be soon in Mark chapter 9. We see that it would come with power, Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through chapter 2, verse 4. We see that the gospel was preached, and many were affected by it in Acts chapter 2. And so we also find in Acts 2 that the glorious beginning of the church, that about 3,000 obeyed the gospel and were added to the one church which Christ built, Matthew 16 and verse 18. There is one church but with many congregations. Whenever a group of people come together to worship God, if they teach as the Bible teaches, if they worship as the Bible tells us to worship, if they do everything according to what the Bible says, then they are the church of the Bible. There is still only one church. It's that we have it at various different locations, but there's still one church because they're still all teaching, preaching, believing, and doing the same things, following that which they find in the Bible. When you do what the Bible says, you become what the Bible says you become. So when you do what the church did in the New Testament time and do what the Bible says, then you are part of that one church. We know there is one body from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, and that body is the church, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Christ said he built one church, my church, Matthew 16, 18. And there are many congregations, Romans 12, 4 and 5, but only one still, one true church. And these many congregations can still be the one true church as they do what God has commanded. And we find there are many members of that one true church, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. How do we know which church is the one true church? Well, we consider, first of all, its head. If the leader or the head of a congregation is a man, it cannot be the one true church, because Christ is the head of the church, Colossians 1:18. The church is his body, and we are members in particular or individually. The members of the body of Christ are not denominations, but are those who are individual members, those who are faithfully following him. Those are the ones who make up the church. We find that Christ is the bridegroom of the church, Romans 7, verse 4. The church is his bride. The child belongs to Christ, and thus the church. And so the church is the bride of Christ. So let us be aware that as we open our Bibles and look for the church, we will notice that we will find only one true church.